Here we go again, here we go again, here we go again.
Dimensions and Beyond, rebooted, rebooted, rebooted.
I know, I never thought I'd be saying that one again.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Yes, it's been a while. There was a gap in my podcasts because I've been off ill for a week, and then I had a few days away catching up with some friends and doing some very deep introspective sifting and sorting, thinking about where I'm going in the future. It's occurring to me that I thought there was maybe one or two of us that were just going through a whole, you know, where am I going? What am I doing? Is this a good time to do a recalibration on direction, intention and focus work, etc.? But I really think it's just a massive shift, a massive collective shift that's going through the layers of culture and community just now. So we're all going through a bit of a recalibration on where we're going and what are we doing. And it is coming into that season where everybody kind of, you know, fine tunes the vision scope on what they want to achieve. But this has been hanging around for me. It's been hanging around all year. And there's been quite a few things that I've put energy into to experiment with to see if that is going to really give me the energy and drive and progress that I'm looking for. And it was probably about 2 months ago that I started realizing actually everything is closing up for me and feels as though it's not so much closing down, but it's like everything's kind of run out of juice. It's lived its cycle, lived its life expectancy, and for me to experience a level of personal development and growth, I'm going to have to change all of the circumstances on all levels where I live, the work that I'm doing, and my creative projects. And that's been where I've been very focused for the last 6 weeks. And it's been very interesting watching Universe playing out with that. But the main reason that I'm talking about this, the main reason is that I'm watching a few companies and maybe commercial endeavors around me. They seem to be going through a sifting and sorting, a bit of a reshuffle, and some surprising closures have occurred with some quite large companies. Now, I'm seeing this really as just another level of change on the massive transformations that we've been observing all year. We've seen quite big changes where I'm living. We're seeing very big changes occurring, filtering through with very obvious references to the last couple of years, but filtering through transport infrastructure and transport frequency and availability. There's a lot that's happened, and that's been a very good yardstick for assessing what might be going on a much larger scale, but slightly out of the very obvious public eye. And I'm guessing that that's also been a yardstick for what's happening with all kinds of groups of people and all kinds of creative endeavours and personal endeavours, personal development endeavours. And it had surprised me when I got to a point this year where I thought, you know, I think I might actually be looking at relocating. And I held that space for a couple of months. And I'm a person of presently very limited means. And I'd mentioned to a couple of friends, you know, I'm looking at relocating. I don't even know if I'm going to stay in England. I may be looking at, and I'm looking at a few things. I have been looking at Glastonbury again. Glastonbury is always something that I consider, but I think I've realised that that's not where I want to be at the moment. And I did do some investigations into this. And I had laid out on the table to friends and family, you know, I'm looking at Devon. Devon's a beautiful county on the southern coast of England. I'm looking at Wales, fantastic history, has a really, really good holistic scene, a very good ecological focus. There's lots of money and focus and lots of interest in, you know, running your place off grid, living in communities, working the land, permaculture, recycling, upcycling, tiny homes, all of those things. Wales has an absolutely fantastic focus on that, and there are government grants supporting this. So there's a very well-practiced, very efficient organizing of resources and links and support and availability for all of those features. And the third place that I was looking at was Scotland. Now, Scotland for me is where all of my family is. Scotland always felt for me like there's a very different kind of mindset. There are some fantastic features to Scotland, but I'm not always brilliant with the slightly colder weather. And it's a place that I feel has a lot of potential for more development. So it feels like you could create more of what you want to see. And, you know, you could, if you had the right resources, you could make that business grow. In the past, when I've gone back to Scotland, it's always been to see family. Or it's always been for a little bit of time out. If something's gone horribly wrong in my life, I've used Scotland sometimes as a little bit of a recovery resource with family, staying with them and staying in the beautiful countryside and, you know, realigning my focus, pulling everything together and getting back to what I want to do in the area that I wanted to live in, which was usually in Dorset, the south coast of the beautiful, very sunny, warmer climes, south coast England. So it surprised me when in the last few weeks I've sat here and I've thought, okay, I currently have, at the moment, almost zero resources. I have no capital, no savings. And that's been the case for the last quite a few years. There's been a lot of paycheck to paycheck business going on. But I am very good at using what I have and being able to resource what I need without having to buy all the equipment to support that. So I do have a washing machine now, but I live a very more nomadic, simplistic lifestyle, and that's very much been my choice. But that does mean that my work-life balance has meant that I've just not been able to accrue anything, and I've not really had a desire to accrue anything. But I have had to factor that in, that if I want to go anywhere, I'm going to have to maybe look at that in a different way. So anyway, put it out to universe. Put it out a few weeks ago. You know, I am very much thinking of relocating, and I believe that anywhere I go is going to be good, going to be healthy, and everything that's with me at the moment in terms of, you know, when I look at other forms of divination, other reflective, introspective methods of assessing what it is that I'm looking for, and change is definitely the key. I'm looking for change, and I'm looking to realign where I want to put my focus, and I'm looking for a sense of growth and development, because that's what's been lost this, probably the last 2 years, but certainly this year there's been very much a lack of growth and development on all levels. And shiver me timbers, if it hasn't been a phenomenal couple of weeks of me just putting out to friends and friends like family, you know, I'm just saying to people, hey, I'm just letting you know, I am looking at relocating. I'm looking at completely changing direction and tack and whatnot. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just letting you know that I am looking at change on all levels. And the offers have started coming in. And this has absolutely blown my mind, because I'm getting some very surprising offers of help, of assistance, of relocation, of investment and development. And it's come from the most surprising quarters. And at the moment, it's kind of surprised me to say this, but Scotland is actually looking like number one. So I've started thinking more seriously about this, and I'm also thinking, is everybody in the same energy at the moment? Are you sitting listening to this thinking, yeah, everything's been a bit samey for such a long time, something could really do with the change? And I think it's because we've had to adapt and improvise on lots of change that has been occurring, that maybe we're looking to get behind the wheel of this change and say, right, I want to see change of this nature happening in this sector of my life. Maybe that's what's going on. And maybe we've just been holding our breath for so bloody long that anything of creativity and developmental energy within us is just screaming for sustenance now. We just can't hold any more in the holding pattern or hold anything back. Our own developmental needs are just aching to grow. So is that me? Is that you? Are you seeing this? Are you observing lots of people around you changing their jobs, changing their location, or just leaving and, you know, going off into the sunset to pursue their own creative projects and whatnot? That's one of the things that I'm seeing here, and that's making me think that maybe everybody's going through this. I know we're coming up to that time of year. I mean, November, December, January, it's the inner world time. It's the inside time where we look at our life and sort of we've come off of the madness of the summer, and we start thinking again in that cycle of, am I going in the direction I want to go in? All of that. Yeah, very much, I'm sure. But anyway, that's part of one of the things that I've been focusing on. And especially having had a little bit more space to think on this with the enforced stillness of really not being very well. Oof. Yeah, leveled me for a week. Getting back on track now with occasional sneezing and coughing, but yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to your feedback on that. What are you seeing? Are you feeling like you want to refocus the lens on your endeavours and tracking into the future? Where do you see yourself going? What do you see yourself doing? Or what do you see yourself stopping? That's probably more relevant for everybody right now. What are we not going to put up with anymore? What are we so done with that we're just going to close the door on that and move on? Where is it that we're just ready to let that go now? It is Scorpio season, I know. We're just about to go into Sagittarius season. And I have been celebrating my birthday being a Scorpio. And I have several placements in Scorpio. So, yeah, much more profound, perhaps, in my chart. But it is a time of deep transformation, I think, for many, many people and many aspects of culture and community right now.
Dimensions and Beyond Rebooted with Carly Hawthorne.
In this segment, I want to talk about dreams. I know there are many people out there who believe they do not dream or who believe they can't remember their dreams. But I want to put it to you that if you are somebody who works in any spirituality system or any spiritual methodology, dreams and the dream realm is one of the most important tools that you work with and one of the most important processing crucibles that you will work within. You've heard me talking about how this year I've had very much a sense of many things not progressing, and it's kind of ground down to a halt to a point where I'm now looking at relocating. And one of the measures that I use for how well I am developing and how contented I feel is my dreaming realm and my dream content. When everything is on track and a lot of development is taking place, My dreams are stunning, spectacular, and there will be reoccurring themes that come through. I put it to you that you also have this, but you've maybe not reflected so much on it. Maybe you do already work with dreams and I've made very big wrong assumptions there. I hope you're working with dreams. I hope that you've at least got an understanding that the dream realm is just another realm that we work in and we can work with other energies. Dreams are also quite important to me, or rather the dream realm is quite important to me, because I also believe that's where a lot of empaths and people who regard themselves as starseeds, and I say starseeds because that's a defining feature of people who work with their galactic families, their galactic tribes. And I place myself in that category also. And it was one of the reasons that I kind of knew that the last year has been stunningly quiet in my galactic connections, my galactic friends and families. And I use that sort of crown chakra element, that connecting to universe and beyond, and that sense of interconnection into universe, that's all part of the feedback system that gives me my spiritual well-being sense, my markers of feeling like I'm growing and developing beyond the little physical body that I inhabit. And one of the things that has been a feature, and I can't remember if I've talked about this at all, in the distant days of early podcasting, but I will have possibly made reference, those of you who have listened to, you know, the old podcasts, you've maybe heard me make reference to what I've referred to as the hospital ship. Now, about 15, maybe 20 years ago, I had had dreams, and a dream in the dream realm, in the connection to my sense of going out into universe when my body was asleep. I'd always had this sense of, you know, going out and traveling and going very, very far, or a sense of going far. And I just constantly wanted to explore. I just wanted to see everything. And in the very distant, a great distance away from my point of consciousness in the realm of space and universe, I had understood that there was a kind of organic ship. Now, I know that's just a catchphrase that many people who work with the galactic families and galactic tribes, it's a term that's bandied about, organic ship. I mean, any decent sci-fi has that same kind of element. The ship is alive. The ship has intelligence. But this didn't look like a ship. It just didn't look like a ship. There were two things that kept occurring. I kept seeing a ship that looked like a planet, and it was a really small planet. So I didn't even know that it was a ship. I mean, it took quite a long time of interacting with this ship before I realized it was a ship. It was like, I would guess, probably the size of the moon. It didn't have anything moonly about it. I mean, other than it was a perfect sphere and seemed to have its own weather patterns. And it was busy. It was always busy. I mean, it was busy doing or being something. And it always struck me that there were always lots and lots of life forms on this particular planet ship that I used to see in the distance. And it seemed, its consciousness seemed to be ever increasing its connection to myself. And I'd always made the assumption that many other people were seeing this, connecting with this and working with this. But I never physically met them. I mean, never met them or had an awareness of them in 3D waking reality on back on Earth. And over the years, I would go to this place and we would meet up in groups in this place, in this planet ship. And we would learn about nature and trees and how the soil held history and was very important for the healthy living of flora and fauna. And just, it was kind of like going to school. It was always like going to school, going to university. You were going on a course. You were always with people who were doing the same course as you. And everybody that you spoke to that had some way of furthering your knowledge and your development in connection with your environment, they were always specialists. And they always, to me, they always looked very normal human. But you always knew they weren't from here. They weren't from Earth. Earth, in this place, Earth was kind of regarded as a bit of an outpost. I mean, it's just so far away. But everybody that was learning in this place seemed to be, I think, from Earth. I mean, there were probably thousands of people that would go to this planet ship and they would be learning things. They would be doing some kind of development. And this was a theme that has carried on for many, many, many years for me. But the ship was always getting, I don't want to say closer, I don't even know if it was getting closer to Earth in a physical sense, but it was always getting closer to Earth in an energy sense. And I always understood that it was very, very, very far away in units that I couldn't even comprehend. I always understood that. So in my growth, in my development, in my maturing as a human being that I am, the human being that I am now, living a physical existence, there was always a kind of a mild, I'm going to say craving, because one, it always felt like you were learning and development, that you were learning and developing in this place. And two, there was always a feel-good factor. It always felt like you were, well, it always felt for me like I was doing the right thing, going to the right place and bringing back the right information. Now, at that time, I remember that herbs, plants, trees, nature, all of the outdoor life, I had zero interest in that in my waking realm. But it's always been a feature in my family. I think I've mentioned before, we've had lots of agricultural farming. We've had lots of grow your own food and lots of interest in just outdoors, using the land, living off of the land, all of that. And that just in my early years, that just had zero interest for me. And as I have matured, it's become much more important as I have developed and started really connecting more with what the energy of nature can do for us on a spiritual level, on a spiritual system of development, methodology, learning, development, growth, all of that. That nature is a fundamental part of that key. You cannot not have a connection with nature in some form. Everybody's got their own way of connecting with it, but you can't deny its existence. You can't pretend that you don't have a connection to nature in your growth and development as a human being. So these dream connections, this realm that I would go to, the consciousness of that ship, that planet ship, which I remember when I realized it was a ship. And I did have actually a little bit of help on that with being able to get together with other people who were very good at collating and gathering their own extra-dimensional experiences, their own connections with galactic family, galactic tribes. And they really showcased a lot of things that I had not understood fully. They just dropped in the right phrase or the right reflection that really threw open quite a few doors for me. And that ship, that consciousness, is very much working, I believe, on a much bigger scale with the consciousness of people who are seeking their development, seeking to increase their development and to improve the existence of what we know now on a day-to-day level of what it's like living on planet Earth. And it was something that I always craved. The frequency of meeting up in this place really slowed down a lot over about the last 3 or 4 years. And I started feeling like I was mourning this loss. It's not a feeling of abandonment. It's a feeling of knowing that that very big consciousness is like a ship out at sea, and you're stuck on the land, and you know that they know where you are, and you know where they are. And neither one of you has the ability to just throw a little telegram to each other to say, yep, we're still keeping tabs, we're still connected, we're still very busily working with many people from many different cultures, many different realms, and we're all working on the improving and betterment of life on planet Earth. I've just assumed this is the way the planet ship works, that it works on improving the vibrational element of everything everywhere, and wherever that it's called to, it goes. It's like that's just how it works. I wanted to say missionary. I don't want to put religious connotations onto this. I believe this planet ship consciousness goes wherever it is called for, and that's going to be where the vibrational element can rise. And part of one of the features of this planet ship is what I've called the hospital ship. It's like a smaller element, a smaller part of that planet ship. So I've long held the belief that as we mature, that we get in our own way, especially when it comes to spiritual development. We get caught on the hamster wheel of life, working to pay the rent, and sometimes we just get caught up in the physicality of living a physical life. And sometimes our spiritual development, our, you know, higher-minded growth, just sometimes takes a sidestep, and it waits for us to catch up to it, and then carries on. But I'd been very aware that with all the things that were closing down this year in my physical world and coming to a point of, I think we've reached the end of a phase here, change is required and recalibrating the vision center on what I want to achieve next. That has all been held in a place where I have used my lack of connection to my higher mind or my tribes and families that I usually connect with. That's been part of the feedback in realizing that everything's kind of gone so quiet, it's actually felt like it's died a little. So this enforced time of stillness where I was kind of leveled and knocked off my feet for a week, and then I had some time with good friends to celebrate my birthday, and we've played some transformation games. There's a fantastic game that you can get from the Findhorn community. I don't know if anybody is still interested or connected to the Findhorn community, but there's a very deep board game called the Transformation Game. And you start off working with intention, very clear focus, and you work through physical layer, you work through emotional layer, and you work through pain points, you gain awareness points, and you navigate your way through the board, utilizing angelic focus and support. You can have life insight cards, life setback cards, and free will points. There's lots of different elements come into play. And you can make it a game and just play with it as a game, or you can make it a spiritually transformative process. I personally think you could do this with any context. You could make a game on this level using references to knitting, using references to cookery. All of this, it's all metaphors for setbacks, enlightenments, progress, resources, trading certain things for other things in order to meet a goal of self-development somewhere. But it was interesting because it felt as though I had the chance to step out of my life and the very physical focus that I have had and stand in a place where I was able to have, with the assistance of my very good friends, you know, be able to do a 360 view on what's going on at this point in my life. And I think that's the power of friendship and just time away. You just get a chance to step outside the box and look around and check out the landscape of the inner world, of the outer world, and whether or not you're happy with what you're seeing, or where you can see that, you know, there's a pathway developing there. This looks really good, sort of thing. And I came back from that trip yesterday. And last night, I had my first reconnection of, I think, about 4 years with the planet ship. And I'm ecstatic, and I wanted to tell you this. I feel as though everything that I've been through in the last 2 weeks, this very deep place of recognizing change, change is on the horizon and needs to occur. And it's as if I have freed up something in my physical body that's allowing me to now reconnect with my higher self and highest chakra points of universal connection. And the planet ship came into focus last night, and I was back there, and I saw many people there. And it's so close. It's so close. The energy, the consciousness is so close. And I realize it's been very close, but we've all been caught up with vast amounts of distraction on very physical planet Earth on a day-to-day basis. So what does this mean for you listening to this? I believe if you're listening to this, you're in the same place of possibly wondering where your higher self has gone, or maybe you just needed to hear this story, this element, to be reassured that actually your higher self is very closely standing with you and prodding you in the back and saying, I haven't gone anywhere, I am still here, you're still with me, I will find a way to reach you if you haven't heard from me recently. But it's a golden handshake, isn't it? We've got to do our part to bridge that connection. So if it hasn't bridged for you for a while, you know, is there something you can do? And do you have a place of receiving? And for me, that is in my dream realm. That is a very active realm for me. And I am ecstatic that somehow, somewhere, the communication lines have reopened. I'm just absolutely jumping for joy this morning. Jumping for joy. In this place that I went to, we were doing cleanup operations. We were being reminded that going forward is as much about cleaning up as it is about trying to climb mountains and get over obstacles. Sometimes the obstacles are of our own making, And sometimes it's just about cleaning up the crap. And that's literally what we were doing. We were cleaning up crap off the ground before we could go on to the next project, the next focus. And there was lots of laughter. And it was like a college or a university. There were many of us wearing different colours. And I realised I wanted to change the class that I was in. I wanted to leave the one that I was in, and I wanted to join that group over there. And as I joined them, I thought, ooh, I'm wearing the wrong colours. I want to join this group, so I need to be joining their colours. There you go. Are we all going through a grand shift and we're realigning with the class that we want to join? The group, the course, the focus? And are we levelling up? I think we're levelling up. I think we're levelling up. And I think that's been actually quite a painful process. And that we're seeing many things around us right now where we're just stepping back and saying, hell no, that's not going to fly with me. Is that what you're seeing and feeling where you are? Maybe that's what it's all about right now.